Next week, elementary students in Chicago public schools are due back for in-person learning 2 days a week. Still, the vast majority, at least 68% of students, will be learning from home. This has left parents and advocates pushing CPS to get creative and make remote learning better. WBEZ's Adriana Cardona-Magigad has more.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and move on to our questions.
It's Thursday morning, and LaShonda Morris is welcoming her seventh graders with music and a few questions.
Before we get started, I do want to ask if you chat me, just how are you feeling?
She's an English teacher at Learn Middle School on the West Side. The Learn Charter School Network manages seven campuses in Chicago. She has 14 students in this class. 12 showed up. Most of them keep their cameras on. Some struggle with internet issues. They're learning about the yellow fever epidemic in 1793.
Saturday, August 3, 1793, the sun came up.
They each read from a textbook at home and then watch the beginning of a documentary. Learn school officials haven't announced a return to in-person school yet. For now, Morris is trying hard to keep students engaged remotely.
I would love to hear from Jaden. I would love to hear from Kamora. I haven't heard from you today.
Since the start of remote learning, many teachers like Morris have been strategizing about how to keep students engaged and showing up. That's what everyone wants, whether the learning is in person or remote. But some people think there isn't much more you can do to improve remote learning.
Our focus has to be on engaging our students throughout the day, and it's very difficult to do that in a remote environment.
This is CPS CEO Janice Jackson at a press conference recently. The district is embarking on a hybrid mix of remote and in-person learning next week for elementary school students after nearly a year of teaching remotely. Jackson has been saying attendance among the most vulnerable CPS students is extremely low. Remote learning is not cutting it.
But I want to be clear, remote learning, I think we have a strong system. I think it's as strong as it can get, but it's no replacement for in-person instruction.
Some parents were not happy after hearing Jackson's remarks. Speaking at a forum earlier this month, Kristen Brody, a CPS parent, said remote learning is not going anywhere.
The overwhelming majority of students in this district will remain remote, but almost all children will still be remote 3 days a week, even if they opt into hybrid.
A big reason to keep making improvements to remote instruction. For starters, she says, CPS officials should give schools more flexibility.
Allow schools to create learning schedules that aren't bound by their bell schedule and really fit what their communities and their students need.
Joseph Williams wants less screen time for his children.
I think my children went under that stage where they were like going through some depression, but a lot of it dealt with them being online so long. My children were in the house like they worked a full-time job. They were so overwhelmed. And I'm thinking to myself, why isn't CPS reaching out to parents to say, hey, maybe we should cut some time down and like start figuring out what's happening with us.
Instead of being in front of the computer all day, they say, why not bring in more hands-on projects? Start distributing the paper packets again so students can also learn offline. Jasmine Cerda, also a CPS parent, says she figured out on her own how to keep her kid engaged. CPS officials should do the same, she says.
I've purchased flashcards, a lot of flashcards. I've purchased workbooks for her. I've purchased math books for her. She's in a second level math. She does double digits additions. And that's not because of remote learning. That's because I've gone out of my way to provide her with this material that CPS is not providing.
Jackson says she won't reduce class time. The only changes to remote learning coming involve adding more technology. Beyond that, other suggestions from parents include not just more computers, but good tech support, better internet access, and more social-emotional support for students. In a hybrid or remote learning model, other principals and teachers say allowing students to have a say in the learning process also helps keep them engaged.
Well, I think first of all, what some of our teachers have found to be really successful is really polling students, like figuring out what it is that they want to learn, giving them an opportunity to have student choice and agency around their own learning.
Karen Calloway is a principal at Kenwood Academy High School. CPS high school students are learning remotely for now. District officials also want to bring them back for in-person learning before the end of the year. Calloway says some students who are struggling come into the school building to work with staff. Sometimes all they need is to have materials printed out instead of seeing them on the screen. Overall, Calloway says the focus should be less on quantity and more on quality. Teachers at other non-CPS schools agree.
Our first instinct is this panicked kind of make up for lost time approach that educators might feel pressured to take. But really, it's self-defeating because you're ultimately going to lose the students if you're kind of working at that surface level to cover more content.
Claire Bensberg is a teacher at Atiyah Middle School in suburban Glenview. Her school has been teaching in a hybrid model for most of the year.
I think what's often lost in that pressure cooker is those kind of community building and relationship building practices, the soft starts, the movement breaks, the discussion pauses.
What the students have really lost during the pandemic, she says, is that sense of community and belonging.
All right, Jaden, come off of mute and share. What's something that stood out to you this time when we watched it?
Something that stood out to me.
Back in her classroom, Morris says attendance overall has been high. She says focusing on her students' well-being and checking in with them constantly goes a long way. Adriana Cardona-Magigad, WBEC News.